Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I said I just got back, baby. The big white house on the hill.
Little ZZ Top bringing us back. Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and for my new book, The Age of the Customer, and that's ageofthecustomer.com. Barbara Weltman is our guest, ladies and gentlemen, one of our favorite folks on the planet. She's one of my heroes, has been now for a long time. She is the author of all of J.K. Lasher's books on small business taxes, including J.K. Lasher's Small Business Taxes 2015, which are coming out any minute now, right, Barbara?
It's actually on the shelves already. It's at number 3 already. So it's fantastic.
Congratulations.
This is the 20th year, so I'm really excited.
Yes, we got her started on this thing, folks, when she was only 6. She's been doing a great job. hey, Barbara, and by the way, barbaraweltman.com is her website, if you want to check that out. Barbara, bring us up to date on where things are with regard to taxes, some of the adjustments. I was just talking to Brad Knox with Aflac, chief counsel for their public relations division in Washington, and he was giving us a little bit of a touch on the potential tax credit for the Affordable Care Act. So talk to us about some of the other things that are going on.
Well, what's going on is the fact that Congress hasn't done its job yet, meaning that 55 tax provisions expired at the end of 2013,
yeah.
And we don't even know if they're going to apply for 2014. And
including the R&D credit, including the Section 179 credit.
The work opportunity credit, bonus depreciation, and the list goes on.
And it's having an effect on business investment decisions.
Absolutely. For example,
and the economy and jobs.
You think? I mean, it's nuts. It's nuts. It's also going to have the effect of delaying the tax filing season, which means people won't be getting their refunds, which means people won't have the money to spend as they usually would plan to do. So it has an ongoing adverse effect to the economy. Plus, mm-hmm. It just makes it impossible for businesses
This is what gets me when I hear politicians go on television and talk about small business, invoke the name of small business, and talk about jobs, and go home and saying, I've done more to create jobs, blah, blah, blah. And the truth is, you know what, folks? Now I'm not going to say all of them are like this, because some of them are backbenchers, they can't do anything about it. But when you see the leadership doing this, and I don't know, I don't know how to specifically lay the blame at Harry Reid, but I'll tell you what, you if you shoot at him and hit him with blame, I mean, you're probably right, because he is such an obstructor of progress in the Senate. It's just unbelievable. And when I think about these, Barbara, when I think about all the opportunity that could be, that small business owners could be taken advantage of if the government would just get out of the way, it makes me upset.
Well, it's unconscionable, in my opinion, when there are things that you need to know. Look, for my book, I had to put out a book about the rules for 2014 without knowing
how the rules are.
Well, the good news is we do have an online supplement. So
yeah,
supplement,
but I shouldn't have to
catch everybody up. So every time, we think this is going to be extended, but we don't know if it's going to be extended.
Yeah.
If it's extended, this is the rules. If it's not extended, these are the rules. It makes you nuts.
And let's put something in perspective here, folks. The Section 179 accelerated depreciation and expensing provision, which Barbara can do a better job of explaining, went from $500,000 in a year to $25,000 when the law wasn't renewed January 1. So that's a $475,000 difference that may or may not be reapproved this year, Barbara, right?
Exactly. And if you, let's say you're in heavy, you know, for many small business owners, $25,000, okay, so you're buying a new computer, what's the difference? But for, let's say you're in the construction business and you need heavy equipment, higher limit made a big difference in your decision to expand your business.
It affected your cash flow, it affected your
everything.
Your banking relationship, it affected the way you price your products to your customers.
And as you pointed out, the R&D, the research credit,
yep.
a 20% credit for increasing your research expenditures. Well, who knows whether to do that? That credit's been extended, I don't remember the number, 17 times or something. A ridiculous number instead of just making it permanent. And
what's the logic for letting it hang out there like that, Barbara?
Because they don't like the hit that it shows to the bottom line.
Yeah.
How it looks like it impacts revenue. But the bottom line is that the provisions that we're talking about, none of them are controversial.
Mm-hmm.
They're not opposed by either side.
They're bipartisan, aren't they?
They're bipartisan, including the administration. So everybody's in favor
of...
Well,
where are we stuck?
We're stuck because there are so many other things involved, like how to handle the corporate inversions of the multinationals.
Well, does it not also become a political football shoved into another deal that nobody wants, but if you want the good stuff, you gotta hold your nose and take this one, too?
Well, that's politics. I mean, I think that's the way... government is run, and certainly that's one explanation for it. But for us small business owners, this is unconscionable.
What else on taxes?
We're down to the end of the year, which we would like to do year-end planning, and typically year-end planning would involve maybe making last-minute purchases that you could write off this year if you've had a good year and you want to save on taxes. What we're hoping for is, even if they don't plan to enact anything by the end of the year, they're going to have to give a wink-wink to the IRS so the IRS can prepare all the forms and all the software companies, and so we will know. They will say, this is what the rules are going to be. Even though we haven't enacted them, we promise we'll enact them. And so, you know, you can plan accordingly.
You know, I have a hashtag that I've created in the last year or so with attributing to the government, Barbara. It's hashtag without any sense of shame. It's amazing, isn't it, how they do their business as they do it without apparently any sense of shame. Barbara Weltman and I will be right back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.